This is the Wake Up Zone. We're powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. 8:19 is the time. All right, let's bring in the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith. Titans and Chargers, 3:05 Sunday, right here on the Zone. Michael, what's going on this morning?
Good morning. Preparing for the final day of getting ready for the Chargers and interested to watch practice. It has certainly been an interesting week here.
That was going to be my next comment. Yeah, it has been anything but a quiet week over there. With everything has gone down. What do you think? You know, obviously the quarterback situation has been the big story. What do you think about the way everybody involved has handled that, from the two players to also Coach Vrabel and the staff?
Not unexpectedly, they've handled it professionally. I think everybody in this building has been professional. I think Hal Vrabel laid it out on Monday morning at his press conference that they would go through the process and have something to say basically on Wednesday. They told the two quarterbacks on Tuesday. It did get out on Tuesday night via report, but, you know, it wasn't like it was out there all day. And so when the players walked in on Wednesday, they had an idea what was going to happen. Vrabel talked, Tannehill talked, Mariota talked at his locker. We've had 2 days of practice. And now I think the focus, and I know in talking to fans, the same thing, people are kind of just excited and interested to see what's going to happen on Sunday now. Sometimes when you have something like this happen, you have an initial reaction that you're like, whoa. And obviously it's been hard because people feel badly for Marcus Mariota and how much they like him. But at the same time, the most important thing for the Tennessee Titans at this moment is winning a football game. And they'll try to do it with Ryan Tannehill at quarterback on Sunday against the Chargers.
If you keep piling up sack after sack, though, as we've seen, you know, through this first stretch of the season, it doesn't always matter who's back there. As far as the offensive line goes, where do you see and where do the coaches kind of see the areas that need the most fixing?
Well, there were some positives in Denver. Some of the numbers were misleading because, quite frankly, the team was having to throw the ball every down at the end of the game. And I think Ryan Tannehill's presence from the start and the fact that he will have a running game in his sort of back pocket from the start, I think it's going to give the entire offense a chance to function at a higher level if he's able to continue getting the football out the way that he did, giving them that consistent pocket, and then being able to back up the Chargers to where they can get a running game. Part of this offense's problem is it's been so predictable. Teams have been stacking up the line of scrimmage to stop the run. The Titans have been unable to throw effectively to get people to back up. I think the hope is that Tannehill can back them up, get the run game, and then the offensive line is pitching instead of catching, instead of how they've had to do in recent games.
Mike Keith is our guest. He's the voice of the Titans. Titans and Chargers on Sunday here on The Zone.
Yeah, Mike, I forgot that Cameron Wake and Ryan Tannehill were teammates with the Dolphins. How could I forget that? But what did Cameron Wake have to say about Tannehill and what maybe is a little bit different that you took from the conversation compared to Marcus, I guess?
The only comments that I've heard from Wake on Tannehill were early on when he came here, when both players came here, and he's a big fan of Tannehill. And he's a big fan of his leadership. He certainly had nice things to say about how he had operated that football team. And so he's been very positive, or he was very positive back last spring when I heard him talk about it.
Do you expect Simmons, the first-round pick, to actually play in this game?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's a fascinating situation to watch. Because, and you know, they're playing against a team that has a player who's done this before. Melvin Ingram did this. Melvin Ingram had a knee injury and was able to come back in 7 months and play for the Chargers. I believe it was in 2013. Adrian Peterson did something like this before, where he came back before the standard time. So it's been done.
Done, yeah.
But, you know, I don't know the medical of it, Blaine. And I also don't know, do they feel like they need him for this ball game based on what the Chargers are going to try to do and his skill set? So I think a lot of things have to line up like a puzzle. All the pieces have to go together for him to be designated in order to play, and I don't know the answer to that.
And Mike, you know, the Chargers are a team that, you know, has issues as well. They come in at 2-4, and, you know, understanding that this is a really important game for them too. But let's talk about what's going on with the Chargers, starting with a struggling running game that maybe the Titans can capitalize on.
They've had a hard time running the football. There's no doubt about it, because they've had offensive line difficulty. They may get Russell Okung back. He's been practicing. I haven't seen a designation for him, and if they got him back, that would certainly be a big lift. It's also a group that's going to have a chance, much like the Titans, to play together for the second or third week in a row. And I think they're trying to not only enhance their protection, but they're trying to get the run game going. And in some ways, a lot of the same issues, although their quarterback play with Phillip Rivers has obviously been more consistent.
Yeah, and let's talk about that. I mean, Phillip Rivers obviously has a good receiving core. He's got a terrific young tight end in Hunter Henry out of Arkansas. But what about the protection, which has been spotty at times, and the importance of the Titans to put pressure on him?
They've got to. I mean, they sacked him twice last year in London. But where the pressure has to come from is it's got to come from the inside. Outside pressure, he picks up on. You blitz from the outside, he knows it's coming. He's got a sixth sense about that. So you've got to be able to get pressure from the inside. Your defensive tackles and your guys who are playing defensive end, rushing the passer, looping. The way that you get to Rivers and the way that you give him trouble is get him off the spot. And that's what the Chargers set up to not allow, and that's what the Titans are going to have to figure out how to do. But coverage-wise, I mean, you got Keenan Allen, you've got Michael Williams, and then you mentioned the real X factor, Hunter Henry, who was great against Pittsburgh the other night, 8 catches for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's a huge lift. And the Titans have had some issues with tight ends this year. We're also watching to see, what's Jayon Brown's status. Mm. If Jayon Brown can't play, that may make Hunter Henry an even bigger factor.
Now we're speaking to the voice of the Tennessee Titans, Mike Keith, of course. And, Mike, especially off of the disaster in Denver, there's been sort of a sky is falling mentality with us in the media and, a decent part of the fan base. But the reality is they're 2-4, a win this week. And, things can change pretty quickly, and I'm sure that's the mindset of the Titans going into this game.
You've hit it exactly right, and that's what – if you're the Titans, even if people on the outside don't want to hear that only 2 teams in the AFC have less than 2 losses, if you're the Titans, that has to be your mindset, because you're saying to yourself, win this game, and you're right back in the middle of everything. A year ago, the Titans started 3-4 and then played for a playoff spot in week 17 in what turned out to be game 256. So you get a victory. That's a big, big deal towards your psyche and your motivation. The other thing, too, is this team's got to take home field back. It was a ball club that had seemed to get that straight, winning 16 of their last 20 at Nissan Stadium. Entering the year, having lost 2 home games is a bad thing on a lot of fronts. They need a win over the Chargers. They need to get to 3-4. And maybe most of all, they need a win at home to restart that energy at Nissan Stadium.
Mike, thanks so much. We'll be listening on Sunday, of course.
Thanks for having me on. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it.
You do the same. It's Mike Keith, voice of the Tennessee Titans, every week on Friday morning here on the Wake Up Zone, previewing this week's game. And it's 3:05 Sunday for the Titans and the L.A. Chargers. Jump right in if you want to hear your thoughts on Sunday, 615-737-1045, and on Twitter at WUZ1045. Like to join us that way. More Wake Up Zone powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors coming up in a moment right here on the Zone. Well, a word about friends at Open Door. You've been thinking about selling your house. Well, and now's the time. And if you don't know your home's value, now's the time to find that out as well. Whether you're looking to sell now or later, it's good to know you can by having a competitive offer on your home. Join hundreds of thousands of people who've gotten their Open Door all-cash offer. All you have to do is go to the website, opendoor.com/myoffer, and they'll take you through the process. Look at it right now, opendoor.com/myoffer. They walk you right through that 4-step process. It's very simple. You get that offer on your home. You need repairs, they take care of that. Also, there's no risk of your buyer's financing falling through. And then, of course, you can get the whole thing done, close on your own timeline, and you don't have to worry about, you know, having a double mortgage or, you know, those double moves where you have to have a place to live in between this home and your next place. So getting it started is simple. You input your home's details, request your offer in minutes. Competitive offers coming your way within 24 hours, and you have that complete flexibility. And anytime you have questions, Open Door's experienced team is right there to help you every step of the way. So why wait to sell your home? Get your free no-obligation offer right now. Opendoor.com/myoffer. Don't wait. Go to opendoor.com/myoffer and sell your home stress-free. Offer eligibility varies.